May I speak in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Today, the Church celebrates the festival of the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary. There is much that we see in the life and person of Mary, the Mother of Jesus, to inspire us in our Christian discipleship. Mary, who is described in the Gospels, a very young Jewish woman living in a male-dominated world, fulfilling her calling from God, and Mary, who was quickly venerated by the early church and who became a saint and an icon. We heard in our New Testament reading from Acts chapter 1 that Mary was among the disciples waiting in the upper room just before Pentecost. This is the final mention of her in the New Testament, and she, like all the disciples, was constantly devoting herself to prayer. In the Acts of the Apostles, the writer of Luke's Gospel describes the story of the early church, and verse 8 of Acts chapter 1 summarizes the plot. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Mary's role in this epic story had begun, of course, before any of the other disciples or followers. She had already been touched by the Holy Spirit 30 or so years before, chosen by God to give birth to Jesus. And so we hear that years later, she was also among those who believed that he was the long-awaited Messiah. What sort of person was Mary? Luke, in his gospel, describes her as devout and faithful, willingly submissive to God's plan for her. We hear what he wants us to hear. There is much about her that we don't hear, but perhaps we could use our imagination to grasp some idea of what life was like for her. What was life like for her when Simeon warned her of the sword that would pierce her own heart? When she and Joseph lost their 12-year-old son in Jerusalem, finding him in what he described as my father's house. When she instigated the first miracle of Jesus at the wedding in Cana. When she and her other children went to find Jesus, thinking he'd lost his mind in leaving home as an itinerant healer and preacher, and then were rejected in favor of his new family. What was it like to hear that Jesus had been arrested? To witness his crucifixion and to gain a new son, his disciple John. And maybe to be amongst the group of women at the empty tomb. But certainly as one of the tight-knit group of followers wondering what was going to happen next. She must have been resilient, to say the least, and she wouldn't have known, as a young teenager, where saying yes to God was going to take her. We can all be inspired by Mary, not just those of us who identify as women. We can all be inspired by her to stay on in there when life gets tough or challenging, to continue to live within the church, to experience life together, and to sustain and support each other. And like her, to give as much of ourselves as we can, to be touched by the Holy Spirit, to help in building the kingdom of God, to the ends of the earth. Let us pray.